Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Boom, there we go. Well.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, do we even have a number? Do we have a number?
It's technically, yes, 38.
38. Okay, so show number 38. We are the Doo Doo and Foo Show. It's been a minute, so give me my. Let me get my bearings. I am one of your co-hosts, Dan Doo Doo Savage.
I'm Mike Crisafulli Foo.
And this is the Doo Doo and Foo Show. Show number 38, now unfortunately not in a row.
Yeah.
But it's still 38 shows. Yeah. Pretty crazy. So you were saying, welcome to everybody. I think we're live on Instagram over there. And we got the filming. I got a new little setup. Well, not new setup, but trying something new here with the audio. It's never a good idea to try something new just randomly.
Actually, one way to find out.
Yeah, only one way to find out. But tell us a little bit about the last show. It sounds like you watched the last show just to kind of get us.
Yeah.
What were we talking about in show 37?
Yeah, your team was 8-1 at the time.
Oh,
right.
Buckets.
Geez, what else was going on with that? Was the Juan Soto big contract signing at that time?
Yeah.
Right. Wow. The head football coach here at UNLV took the Purdue job.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
NFL was coming to a close. The NCAA was getting ready to start their football championship series there.
Yeah. So was it? It was December then.
It was December. It was December the 8th. It was the week after the Sunday, the week after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It was at your house.
Oh yeah, we did right? A couple at my house.
We did that on location. You had just mentioned Dave Parker and Dick Allen got into the Hall of Fame, which triggered a number for next week.
Uh-oh, 39,
which I have nothing for this week.
38, I know.
Even after all this time, I can't think of 38, unless you got one.
What number's Marcus Smart?
Maybe he was 38. Maybe. After all this time, I couldn't come up with the 38. Maybe you can.
He's an oddball number.
Yeah, it might be 38.
We'll have to check that post-show.
And we were just talking, too, that remember you saying that Aaliyah Barra was 3 points shy of 1,000 career points.
College points, yeah.
And Destiny Brown was 36 points shy.
Wow. Yeah, well, they obviously made it.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah, great stuff, man. That's that's awesome that you went back and watched that last one to refresh to where we left off.
Where
and
we're
it was,
at, yeah.
You know, it was a. I was hoping that during the season we could go and keep going, but travel was becoming a monster. And, of course, December, crazy. We have our holiday tournament, and then we start traveling like crazy. Yeah. And some of those trips, my goodness, Douglas, Arizona, Thatcher, Arizona, my God. Those were some trips, which we will definitely get into. So,
yeah,
good to be back. Before we get started, we got to talk about the meal. Holy smokes. Tell the people what we just had.
A little Cracker Barrel.
So good.
What do we have? The chicken and dumplings, the maple bacon chicken.
Yeah.
You know, the mashed potatoes, carrot, green beans, some
all
biscuits,
the sides. The sides are always just
mac and cheese. Yeah.
The sides are just like I said. It's that they sell it as comfort food, and it tastes like comfort food.
Oh, I did not disappoint.
No, that was delicious, and I got a nice plate of leftovers for tomorrow to knock. So none of that will go to waste. That's a fact. So that was I have to think back to all the meals we've done. A lot of fast food and pizza and. You know, things like that. But as far as meals go, that's top two. I mean, that was delicious. Yeah. That was really good. And it's not far. It's right down the street.
Oh, right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
I usually bring my coaches out a couple times a year for dinner, my assistant coaches. And we went there maybe like 3 years ago. And it was amazing. Well, and I was sharing with you off camera here that my players just don't love it. You know, but it's funny with food, right? As a head coach, when you're traveling, sometimes we're in the charter bus and we have limited options based on the driver availability of the men's team, blah, blah, blah. When we're driving the van, we have more options because we can go wherever we want.
Yeah, sure.
But every time I give an option, like a third of the players say yes, a third say no, and a third say I don't care. And so now you don't want to bring somewhere. So it's hard to give options. But that's one option that they just – a couple years ago we went once or twice in Salt Lake. It's right next to the hotel, but – not a big fan with the basketball team. I don't know why. Okay. Cracker Barrel's delicious. And their store is awesome. They got all the little goodies and, like you said, the candies and the little games.
Yeah.
But that was fantastic. I'm excited for leftovers. And I was just coming off a, I don't know, 30-hour fast.
Yeah.
So that was that hit the spot.
Good.
So.
Very good.
Like I said, before we got on air, we could probably talk – for about 7 episodes, catching everybody up on CSN basketball. Well, we won't do that the whole show. Yeah. I do have a couple of little fun trivia games for you. And hope your mom and dad are watching when they see the replay. And dad will be hollering at you to get some of these. Come on, Mike. What do you say? Come on. But before we get to all that, let's catch up a little bit. We, have seen each other a bunch. Just had a birthday.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Went to, what was the name of the place? Grimaldi's.
Grimaldi's in Boca Park. Yeah. Whew,
good pizza.
Yeah.
Fantastic pizza. Yep. And then our friend Kelly made some red velvet cupcakes for you with what on it?
With Syracuse frosting on it. And,
the cutes.
Yeah. It was nice. That was, we went out Sunday, but it was last Wednesday. Between all this time, it was everybody's birthday, right?
Yeah.
Julie's, yours, Trent's, Brooklyn, my niece, Alyssa, mine.
I didn't think of that. All the way back to Brooklyn. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody had great birthdays. Yeah. Julie's was in Hawaii. We took our trip to Hawaii. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. 8 days, nine days, eight nights. Brooklyn and Trent went. They loved it their first time out there. You know, it's one of those things. As soon as you leave, you're like, all right, let's crunch some numbers. How are we going to get out here? Yeah. Either more often or move.
Yeah.
Every time you go on a new trip like that. But it was a fantastic trip. We stayed down at the Hilton Grand Vacation right in Waikiki, and then halfway through we switched to another Hilton in Honolulu. It's just, you got to get down there with us, man. That, I mean, it is.
That would be nice.
It's amazing. It really is. So we had a good good trip. Julie did a half marathon around Diamond Head, the big Diamond Head crater. So I got up like 4 in the morning, went down there with her, and she ran. I slept on the beach a minute. The kids walked down. We saw her at the finish line, and good trip. So yeah, it's been good. Everybody's been good. You know, we talk a little bit about health. We're getting to that age. We got things that come up, things that go down, things that, you know, we got to figure things out and get the blood tests and, you know, try to stay healthy. But look at us. We're both here.
We're here. We made it.
We're on the green side of the grass.
That's it. We're vertical.
We're vertical. Yeah. Stay vertical. And everybody else, is good. It was good to see your mom and dad.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago, and things are good. And how about the weather today and yesterday?
Yeah.
Last 3 days,
been nice, but we're gonna get there though.
We will. Of course, we all know that.
We'll be there with that heat. But the last couple of days have been very nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Julie called me this morning. She was walking some dogs. She's like, "Have you been outside yet?"
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm asleep. And she's walking dogs. She's out making money, and I'm sleeping. She's like, "You got to go just sit out by the pool and just enjoy the backyard." And it was gorgeous. And then Eric Lopes, he's back in Cape Cod, and he sends us a text or a video, actually, of his dashboard. 102 degrees on Cape Cod. Do you understand what that means? I think you have an idea because you got some East Coast roots. With humidity.
I
want you guys to understand this. I'll take 110 here. I don't want to do 110. 110's hot. 102 on the Cape. Insane.
Yeah.
Like people are
sure.
People are gonna be dropping like flies.
Staying indoors, no doubt.
Oh, it's dangerous. Yeah. 102 in Vegas is not dangerous. Not really. 102, 102 on the Cape is dangerous. We actually, Julie said that in the text message. She's like, it's hotter there than it is here. Yeah. That's crazy. And Brooklyn's out there working and doing her thing. So anyway, it's good to be back on. I'm gonna keep an eye on some of our little digital stuff. So let's catch up on CSN.
Yes.
What a year. I mean, first year in the ACCAC. I think when we finished, our one loss was to Central Arizona. It was a killer.
Yeah.
I think we took them lightly. They were fired up. They scrapped. We weren't ready. And they hit big shots. And then we beat Yavapai. So we were 1-1 in league play. Ended up the ACCAC.
Yeah.
ACC, that's me pointing to Faith if she's watching, because every time I stumble on words, she laughs and makes fun of me. ACCAC is tough. I mean, just tough. Tough. So we ended up, our goal, and it's going to be, we're going to have the same goal this year. And people sometimes like my goals, sometimes people don't. My goal is to make the playoffs.
Sure.
That's it.
Yep.
I'm not going to say we got to be the number one seed and we got to win the playoffs and then we got to go to nationals and then we got to win that. We go one step at a time. You hit your goal, make the playoffs, then you readjust your goal, win a game. And then you readjust your game, you know. So that's kind of always been my mentality as a coach. So our goal was to make the playoffs, and we made it as the four seed.
Yes.
They take four. We made it as the four. So it was a huge success for us. And what do you know? We go down to Arizona Western, and they were the number 10 ranked team in the country, number one seed. And we pull off the big win by a point.
Huge, huge.
Oh, man.
That was...
Buddy.
That was...
chills.
Chills, absolutely. It's funny you said it, because I got them too. And congratulations on another good year, first of all, by the way.
Yeah. All the girls.
And all the girls.
Yeah, they did fantastic. And, which we'll talk about too.
And the coaches, just another great season. Julie comes into work. Yeah. Right, I just happened to pop my head up. She's surprised, Julie. We're going to watch the game. Dan, we're in the back of the bar where I work, in the lounge area.
Yeah.
And we're watching it on the phone.
Yeah.
And her and I are just cheering, getting up, giving high fives. I'm sure people are looking at us like, what is going on there? Had they only known. And then when all zeros, right, and the clock hit all zeros, we high-fived and it went down to the zeros. And it was just great. It was just a great game. I'll let you elaborate on that, of course. But it was a great game.
Program-defining win. We've had a handful of those throughout the years, and just they had four losses on the year, and two of them were to us.
Yes,
and they were both ranked at the times. Mm. So it was one of those deals. I think we just played up. We played excited. We played kind of scrappy, like I just mentioned, and had some big plays from our sophomores and obviously our freshmen, and just. Fantastic. Got to the finals, first year in the conference. Yeah. Got our heads kicked in a little bit. It happens. The finals, it's a very, very good team. The team from Eastern Arizona, their center went to Arkansas. Their two guard went to Florida. Yeah. They were pumping out some high-level D1
good
kids.
Good team, good players.
We played them tough
here.
Great coach. Yeah. Yeah. Coach DiPaolo is a fantastic coach. Yeah. To be honest, I like all the coaches in the league.
Yeah.
I feel like it's only been a year, but just like in the Scenic West, I feel like us coaches should get each other's back and everything. Once the game starts, of course, we're trying to win. But I feel like there's a little bit of that positivity in the ACCAC that we...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Had in the Scenic West, Coach Randy up at CSI and all the coaches, Marcy at Salt Lake, and So it was good, and she does a fantastic job. They're going to reload and be ready this year. Cochise and Eastern played in that other semi game, and Eastern won, had that home court advantage, and tough place to play. Thatcher is a very tough place to play. Real nice gym, real good community support. It's an intimidating little place to play. So in the league, that's the only team we didn't beat this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to kind of try to ramp it up this year. So, but let's go back a little bit here. You're talking about Aaliyah. So Aaliyah finished the year at Utah Tech, had some really great games. Yeah. I mean, she had 17 against Colorado, and, I think her season high was 27. Can't remember who that was against. McNeese State, actually, I believe. We were watching it in the training room. She was just cooking. Yeah. I mean, just like, you know, we know.
Sure.
She had some huge, huge, huge games. Decided to transfer. Transfer portal is just where it's at, you know.
Yeah.
JUCO, obviously, we only have kids for a limited time. But at the four-year level, I think that's what's happening now is, you know, the Baylor men's team, the whole team left.
Yeah.
Where they graduated, transferred. Baylor,
yeah,
one of the top coaches in the country.
Yeah.
So Aaliyah dipped her toe into the portal and ended up transferring to the University of Seattle.
Very good.
So she's very excited. Fresh start. She'll be a senior. Who knows what will happen with the NCAA rulings. Everybody feels like that all those JUCO kids will get 1 year back. So anybody who's a senior, and we'll talk about a couple of them, but well, most likely, nobody can guarantee it because we don't know, and the NCAA hasn't done it yet. But last year, they gave all seniors that played JUCO one extra year. Okay. So we're anticipating they do the same thing. So she's up at Seattle. We're awful proud of her. Yep. She's been around this summer, but working a lot. She came to a couple open gyms. And, yeah, so then the other one was Destiny Brown. Another fantastic year at Alcorn State.
Yeah.
And obviously, I think we talked about this in previous episodes, Charmaine Finley joined her down there. So yeah, we had two CSN players at the same D1 college, awesome, which is great. Destiny also jumped into the portal and had 40 schools that wanted her.
Of course.
She played so well. And long story short, without getting into details, I end up on a recruiting trip with her to UNLV. Coach LaRock, Lindy.
Yeah, yeah.
And when it was all said and done, I mean, it's just a phenomenal program, phenomenal coaches, Coach Mia and Lindy and the whole crew. She liked it. Her mom was super happy that she could potentially be a little closer. Her mom lives in California. Signed the deal. Signed it up. So we got to see Destiny last Thursday. She came to open run. And D. Brown, one of the best players, if not the top player to play at CSN. Sure. I don't like saying the best, but was back in the building on Thursday night. So
it's awesome.
Pretty cool. Couple other transfers that I'll talk about as episodes go on. I got another transfer that just happened. And now I'm going to try to be as quick as I can. Let's move to this year's team.
Yeah.
So now we got some graduates, right? We had seven sophomores, five wanted to continue on and play.
Yep.
And of those five, they all have schools and they all got scholarships. So phenomenal.
Again, you have four last year that ended up somewhere, right? They kept playing?
One, two, three, four, five.
Five.
It was five. Five. Jordan didn't end up playing in a game, but it was five total.
So we got five.
Adrian Pulitasi is going to Cal State Bakersfield. Kayla Terry is going to Dillard University down in New Orleans. Yep. Awesome. Selena Gutierrez is going to Morgan State in Maryland.
Strong, yeah.
D1 program.
Yep.
And then I think that's it.
Is that it? Yeah. She's screaming right now through the...
Nah, I think that's it. So I'm excited about next year's team. We got some nice pieces. Oh, Faith. Faith. Faith Merseburg is going to Alaska Anchorage.
Yep.
Phenomenal Division II program. Coach Thune up there was at Utah Tech, actually then went to Seattle, and now is at Alaska Anchorage. Great guy. I think him and I, just a lot of conversations and very similar coaching styles. And it's a really good situation for Faith. They end up taking two trips back to Hawaii for big tournament. So
that's
she's
awesome.
In Alaska,
yeah,
but going to Hawaii.
That's cool.
And, you know, we talk about it off the air, all of them, from Adrian and You know, obviously I had Selena and Kayla only for a year, but the improvement that Faith Merseburg has made.
Oh, phenomenal, Dan.
I mean, and that's from you, who's, you know, you're 80% of our home games and almost every single open gym. I see it as a coach, but when people who are there to just observe and watch and be a fan, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's when you were out of town in the open gyms, and I told you, Faith is hooping.
Yeah.
I said, she's hooping. And yeah. She's just, yeah. She keeps hooping.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's a great, just the progression's awesome, man. It's just awesome to see.
It is.
Obviously, you see it firsthand, but then it's good for her. It's good for her. Very good.
Yeah. It's fun because, you know, as captains, her and Adrian, you know, have been with me for a minute, and to watch them grow as young adults.
Yeah.
And I show the picture of when Faith came on her visit. Is she looks like a little teenager, which she was.
she was.
Yeah. And now, you know, they grow, and they're, you water them, you feed them, and they grow.
Yeah.
And so, very proud of all of my players. There's another one I can't really announce. Oh, of course, Bree Mendez. How do we forget Bree? So Bree just signed. That's because I'm going in order of the, you guys can't see on the wall, but I didn't put a sign up for Bree because she's going where KJ went, Westminster, Division II, Westminster and Salt Lake. So happy for Bree. Like, genuinely, when she told me and sent me a picture that she signed, I was like, she just, you know, one thing that we didn't talk about is she was an academic All-American. Yeah. I mean, academic scholar-athlete for CSN, the number one athlete. Her and another girl split had the award. So that's Bree. That's the fifth.
Yeah.
And it's a perfect fit, in my opinion, perfect fit. Because she's been hooping too. She's been knocking down shots, playing confident. And again, I wish, you know, I know we can't control all things, but I wish I had Bree for 2 years and Selena for 2 years and Kayla for 2 years, because a lot of people don't realize that the magic in JUCO happens in the second year. Yeah. It just does. I mean, CeCe, we haven't even talked about, had a fantastic freshman year. But the magic happens in the sophomore year, you know? So excited for all those guys. They're all still here kind of doing our open gyms and stuff, and they leave at different points in the summer. But, it's phenomenal. Awards for this year's team. CeCe racked them up.
Yeah.
She racked them up. She ended up second team All-American NJCAA. She ended up player of the year in the conference. She ended up freshman of the year of the conference. She ended up player of the year in the region. She ended up freshman of the year in the region. She ended up female athlete of the year CSN. WBCA All-American. She racked it up, and she's back.
She's back for another year.
So had a little knee injury, had some small surgery. I don't want to say small, but had a surgery and is slowly working her way back. She'll be ready to go, no problem, by the time school. And then Kayla racked up a bunch of second team awards as well.
Yep.
And then some other ones out there. I know there was some WER, World Exposure Report, where Faith made some. And so we had a good season as a team. We had some good individual awards.
Yeah.
And it's time to reload.
And didn't you and CeCe, didn't you guys win Coach of the Week and Player of the Week in the same week, I think it was, right? I
forgot what week. Could have been. So
I forgot what week that was.
CeCe won Player of the Week three times, if I'm not mistaken, of the conference, right?
The conference, right.
Mine was, it's the Women's Hoop Dirt. It's one of the big coaches groups. And that was National JUCO Coach of the Week, that one.
Yeah.
I think that was in December, I think. No, it could have been January. But yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Got a nice award. And the best part of it all, to put a bow on last year's team and another good year, 22 wins. We had 25 the year before, 22 this year, went to the finals. Is this right here. Like I put it up here.
Sure.
Two things happening right here. Number one is sophomore night was amazing because I had almost all poly kids, right?
Yeah.
So the sophomore night was just absolutely phenomenal. The support was great. And the most important thing is they all graduated.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing right there. That's it. Life, right?
They graduated, and the ones that want to continue on to play.
That's it.
Continue on to play.
That's it.
And, of course, I don't want to not bring up Braylon. Yep. She's decided, because she had a fantastic sophomore season.
Yep.
Very, very proud of Braylon Cowie. She just so happy that we agreed and she came back and she Again, like everybody else, matured, played great, had some big, big games for us, really stretched the floor, defensively strong.
Hit some big threes.
Yep, so she's going to pursue, she graduated with a real estate degree, a degree in real estate.
Very good.
Is, putting herself in a position to be successful in that. So, it was good.
Good, very good.
And now we turn the page.
Turn the page, go, you know, back, like you says, back-to-back 20-win seasons. Of course, tough losses like we say, but you had a got to the conference tournament, beat the number one seed, number 10 team in the country.
Yep.
At their home gym. Another good season. And like I says, we'll turn the page on to another one.
Turn the page. And we got some very interesting names. Obviously, we got the freshman returning. We have Alana Connor. We have Bianca Vasquez. Yep. Bonk. Bonkey. Bonkey. Are you watching Bonkey? We have Lizzie Mahavong, who is just... All three of them are just, they're improved, right, and they are all energy.
It's
all
awesome.
Three of them.
It's awesome.
And then, of course, we have Cece coming back, which, you know, she's going to have a big old bullseye on her back.
She can handle it. She'll be all right.
She can handle it.
She's going to be just fine.
And another one coming back, Leah Mitchell.
Yep.
How about that?
Yeah, that's...
After a season off.
Looking forward to seeing her playing again. She's out there in the open gyms just like nothing happened.
Yeah,
right?
So, yeah, she's getting confident with her knee, kind of putting that in the rearview mirror and going out and doing what she does, which is energy and hustle and finishing and defending. And she is fired up. Fired that third year sometimes.
She's ready.
She is fired up. And then we have a really good, we're not going to get into this episode, but a really good group of transfers and incoming freshmen. And I will tell you, character and academics through the roof with this group.
Oh, there you go.
Absolutely, that's through the roof.
That's like what you look for right there. That's perfect.
That's what I build. That's totally me, because I feel like I get a certain thing off out of them on the basketball court, meaning kids that are serious about their academics and they're aware of their behaviors on and off the court, and they have somebody who's been holding them accountable. So now it's okay. They come in here and to be held accountable to the team. It's not always to the coach or the head coach. It doesn't always have to be accountable to me. Be accountable to your teammates. Right. Like, you know, don't do – that's our – I'm going to give you guys a secret. We have one team rule. Nobody knows this rule. It's not.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Like, I'm not gatekeeping it, but, you know, some coaches have pages of rules, pages and pages of rules. I have one rule. It's one sentence. One rule. Don't do anything to hurt the team.
There you go. Perfect. It's a good coach's corner, too.
That's a good coach's corner. But that, you know, I don't have to say, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, and be on time, and da da da. Don't do anything to hurt the team. That's our rule. So if any of my freshmen are watching, let the cat out of the bag. That's the team rule. So we'll get into next couple episodes. We'll start talking about some of the transfers and freshmen and exciting stuff. We're still a work in progress. We're, you know, it's only June. End of June. You can hear the men in there.
You can hear them. Coach Lee's
got the men in there.
Yeah, Coach Lee, good.
That's that. I think we covered. To finish up CSN, I just want to talk a little bit about that open run last week.
Yeah.
Some of the schools that represented, well, the Cuse.
It's funny. You said, you pointed her out to me. I said, she looks a little familiar. I couldn't pinpoint it, but Ebony Walker, right?
Yeah,
Ebony Walker was in the house. Started at the Cuse, ended at Ohio State.
So we had UNLV represented. We had, Baylor, Kentucky with it was crazy. And not just UNLV, but Essence Booker was there, Destiny Brown was there, Charmaine Finley was there, like player Jamia Carter was there. I mean, I'm gonna miss people, but man, it was loaded though. That open gym was it's a lot of fun on Thursday nights. I got a couple little quick things to, what are we doing? I got to get my sense of timing back. Oh, we got plenty of time.
Well, I got something for you here.
Let's hear it.
As we talked about Celtics with Holiday being traded, right?
I like it more now than I did last night.
And we knew they were going to, you know, they were going to make changes.
Seltzer water.
Right. We knew they were going to break up the team. And that was the start of it, right?
Yeah.
We kind of mentioned that this guy was going to happen. Just saw it now, Dan, coming across right when we started.
Is this the Celtics?
Celtics.
Made another move?
Breaking news, yes.
Stop it.
Celtics, Hawks, and Nets are finalizing a three-team trade that sends Kristaps Porzingis to Atlanta. That's all they're sending right now. But we had a feeling that Porzingis would be one of the guys to go, and it looks like it is going to happen.
It's tough with his availability. That's just it. I mean, he's a game changer when he's out there. He is a game changer. I think he fits well in the Celtics system, but the availability is the problem, and I think we all kind of knew that. Jrue Holiday, the more I looked at it last night, the more I liked it, is he's getting a little bit older.
Yeah.
They're saving a bunch of money and luxury tax money.
That's what they're doing, yes.
And Simmons, right? Anthony Simmons?
Yeah.
Kid can play. I mean,
he can play, but you're losing a lot on the defensive end. A lot.
I know.
So it just depends when you want the offense. Yeah. Like the Knicks did. They went for offense, lost their defense.
But you got to think they're not done. I mean, you got to. Can't be their.
No.
I guess it can be their answer, but how do you look at it? You know, Tatum is most likely out for what? The year?
Yeah.
I mean, he's out the year. Yeah. Brown is not healthy right now. So, it's like we always used to say, like, you know, in New England, you kind of trust in Belichick, right? He'd bring in the Danny Amendolas and the, the Whiteheads and the players that you're like, who that is? Division three, what? And then they're winning Super Bowls.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing with Brad Stevens. He's got a plan.
Got to trust him.
He's got a plan.
Yeah.
He's been executing plans all the way back to getting, what was his name there from Gonzaga? I mean, from Butler.
Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward. Yeah. Like, I mean, that obviously broke his foot first minute of the first game he played, but he's pulled the trigger and made some nice trades, obviously built a championship team. So you just wonder, what are they going to do this year knowing that Tatum's out, Brown might miss a big chunk. You keep Porzingis, it's another person that's probably not available. Al's back, but, I mean, Al just played in the over
either.
50 tournament that I played in.
You could elaborate on that, too. That was good.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. We'll see what they get. Hopefully they get something better. Hopefully it's just not some second round draft picks.
That's all that came across for right now.
Yeah. Interesting.
We'll see.
So the Celtics and Knicks did win this. They beat the Celtics.
Yeah, well, losing Tatum doesn't help. When you're in the Celtics, he went down in that game. They're trying to make a comeback in the fourth quarter, and he goes down, forget about the comeback.
Yeah, it's over. Yep.
They did win the next game. But that's how it is in sports. You lose a star, good for the short term, but long term it just doesn't work out, right?
Yeah.
And then they lost the game after. But
so crazy. Yeah. Did you see that Damian Lillard blew his Achilles, Tatum, and Halliburton?
Yeah.
And they all wear number zero.
Didn't even realize. Didn't even put that together.
They all wear number zero. All three of them.
Wow. And now that's interesting.
Holy smokes.
Wow. Okay.
I know. Right. I heard that one yesterday. I was like,
"You don't have any girls wearing zero, do you?"
No, I don't. Look at me. Like,
I don't
like
think so.
Oh,
no.
Emily Back. Oh, I don't even want to go there. Yeah. Emily Backus wore zero.
Yeah,
that's a touchy subject right now. Emily Backus. Emily's tough.
She was a tough cookie, man.
Oh gosh, nope.
Yeah.
Speaking of the NBA,
yes,
there's two teams in the NBA that, in their name, they don't have either a city or state in their name. Two teams.
Really?
Yeah. Two teams in the NBA that don't have either a city or a state.
Holy.
Here we go. Here we go, Pops.
City or state.
He's already firing one at you.
City or state.
One's a no-brainer. The other one's a little bit tricky, but we'll see what you can come up with here.
I never even heard of this or thought of
I know.
This one. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. No city, no state, and the team name.
And the team name.
Yep. Like Boston Celtics.
Yeah,
Boston.
Right. Yeah, right, right. Oh, my gosh. I got to think teams. Of, this is a good one, Dan.
One Eastern Conference, one Western.
Yeah.
So if Faith's still watching, yeah. I'll let you, I'm killing some time, letting you think.
I can't even think right now. This is great.
I told her to tune in.
Well, one would be the Washington Wizards, or does Washington, D.C. count?
It counted Washington.
Washington, D.C. counts.
Yeah, that's okay. A great one,
instead
though.
Of District of Columbia, okay.
Yeah, that could have been, I mean, theoretically, okay, I guess. Go ahead, yeah. Three. Yeah, that's a good one.
Talk to Faith.
Good poll, talk to Faith. Yeah, we have open gym at 8 in the morning. She said, I'll be there at 6. And if you know Faith, she's not going to be there at 6. Yeah.
Shoot, I got to think of all the teams. I just can't think right now.
I'll give you a little bit, then I'll start throwing some hints your way.
Oh, my gosh.
I got a couple good ones here.
I just went right through the Atlantic Division, whatever the division.
One of them has won a championship in the last 5 years.
Really? Wow. Denver, Dallas, one.
And one of them has a WNBA team as well.
Some of them do, yeah. Jeez, Boston, Denver, Dallas.
I know, right?
L.A.
Yeah, keep going. Got 24 to
go. I think those are four of the five of the last five. Those are four out of the last 5 years. No, I don't think L.A. was in the last 5 years.
This team was probably closer to 5 or 6 years ago. They won it a bunch of times.
Can't be Atlanta because they didn't even win. They haven't won one.
Mini dynasty there for a minute.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So that means they won more than one.
Record breaking.
Oh, no, because they didn't. Oh, they did. Yes. They didn't win the championship.
But there was a record.
They won the regular season. They didn't win the championship. Yeah, you're right. Because I got Chicago fans like that don't count because Bulls won the season, yeah, the championship. Yeah, you're right. Who the heck was it? Ah, you're right. I'm forgetting who it was. Shoot. Yeah, you might have to get that. Yeah, I am forgetting who that is. I do remember the scenario.
Their WNBA team is an expansion this year.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Golden State because they're in the Bay
Golden
Area.
Golden State.
Right, they're in the Bay Area.
Yeah, Golden State. Warriors.
Yeah, that's right. They won. They broke the record for regular season
wins,
right?
But didn't win.
Wins, but didn't win the championship. Yeah, that's
so
right.
It's hard
yeah.
to say the best team ever if you didn't win the championship right. that year.
And Bulls fans will say that.
So Golden State. So that's one.
That's in the West.
The other one's the East, obviously. And I'll narrow it way down. It's up in the Northeast. So get out of the middle of the East Coast and nothing in the Midwest.
It's got to be. Got to be in the division with the Celtics and Knicks. No?
It's a little tricky. This one's a little bit tricky.
And I can't remember every team off the top of my head in that division.
I'm going to give you.
It's Brooklyn Nets, Celtics.
Boom, you got it.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's a borough, not a city.
So they don't. I was going to say, but they don't consider it a city. It is a borough, right? It's one of the five boroughs in New York City. Yeah. It makes sense. Okay, you're right.
So not a city. Yeah.
I was going to say that earlier, but it's not. It's a city.
Yeah.
But you're right. Technically, it's a borough
it's
in New York.
A part of New York City.
Yeah, New York City.
So there you go. Boom. There you go. How about this one? Let's keep you. We're gonna gotta wake your brain up. We're gonna get back in podcast form of the Big Four sports.
Yes.
There are six teams that share the same team name, not city, like logo, like mascot.
You mean like, let's just say Winnipeg Jets, New York Jets?
Done. There's two.
There's six teams like that. Oh, okay.
Jets. Boom. Got it. Five to go.
Okay. Wow. All the four sports. Let's see here.
Got a couple.
Oh, Giants. Giants, San Francisco. Giants.
There you go. Look at him go. He's cooking. Got steam coming out of his ears.
Yeah, right? Let's see. Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Right, Cardinals football, baseball.
St. Louis and Phoenix. I mean, Arizona.
Arizona now, I guess, right?
Yep. Look at you. Halfway there. Boom.
Let's see.
You got another New York team.
Yeah, the Rangers with New York Rangers, yep. Texas Rangers. There it is.
All right, you got another. You got an LA team.
There's LA teams all over the place too.
These ones are both from California.
Well, got the Giants out of the way.
Yeah.
Can't be the Athletics.
We're going to go NBA and NHL. California.
Oh, the Kings. Yeah, Kings. LA Kings, Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, and down to one. This yep. one's tricky. This one's tricky. This one got me. This is the one that stumped me. You got one left.
Could say the Pirates. They call them the Buccos and the Buccaneers, but now we won't say that nope. one, right? Let's see here. It's a good one.
Let's go. You got one of the teams is from Florida.
Oh, so the Panthers.
Panthers.
Yeah. Florida Panthers in hockey and the Carolina there Panthers in football.
That's pretty good. That's the six.
I never heard of that one before. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, I've had 6 months to come up with some trivia for you, man.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's pretty good.
Yep. I know. Even in the same state, the Kings.
Yeah.
It's two Kings in the same state. Yeah. Sacramento and LA.
Yeah, Northern and Southern, yeah.
All right. Here's my proposition for you.
Okay.
$5 million in your pocket.
Yes.
The rest of your life, you can only eat foods which start with the letter E. Would you do it?
I can eat eggplant and eggs.
Eggs, eggplant.
I can eat eggs, eggplant.
$5 million to eat eggs and eggplant the rest of your life. It's got to be more, right? What else is there?
Escargot.
Escargot.
No, we're staying away from
that. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Staying away from escargot. Escarole. I could have escarole in the... My mom makes a great soup with escarole in it. I could eat that.
What is that? What's escarole?
I don't know. It's like greens, I guess.
Greens?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got eggs and eggplants and escarole for $5 million. You can't eat anything else the rest of your life. There's some other good.
What am I forgetting that starts with E? It's food.
Let's see.
Oh, my gosh.
Sarah.
What am I forgetting, Dan? Starts with E. Foods that start with E. See, you didn't look that one up either. See,
no, I just don't know the answer.
See, off the cuff. That's what we do. A lot of off the cuff.
Yeah. E.
I'd have to look that one up. But I could eat the eggplant.
Give us something.
And eggs.
I wish I could see the comments.
Yeah. I eat eggs just about every day at work before I go to work in the morning.
Yeah, but that's all you're eating. You're in trouble.
Yeah, good protein.
Eggs. Eggplant. I just talked about that, I think, with your mom when I saw her. We're talking about cooking eggplant.
Eggplant, yeah. Jeez. I don't know. I've got to look that up.
How about an energy bar? Does that count? No, that's not a food.
Huh? Yeah, it's...
How about...
Evian water?
Is that E or A?
It might be A.
No cheating. Now you don't get $5 million.
I'll be honest with you. I don't even know. Nah, it's got to be an E, right? Evian.
All right. Look it up. Foods that start with letter E.
Or is it Evian?
Let's see what we got. Let's see what we missed. We got to see this one. We're gonna do a live fact check of foods to start with.
It's Evian. Evian's with an E.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. Foods that start with
the letter E. There's
got to be some big ones that we're not even thinking of.
Oh, with E. Here we go.
Vegetables.
Eggplant. Yeah. Oh, buddy, how could we forget this one? Eclairs.
Eclairs.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm in.
Edamame.
Edamame.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah, I like edamame.
Elderberry.
Meh.
We said eggplant. Eggnog. Yeah.
Eggnog. And okay, Christmas.
Snails is food. Escargot. Escargot. We said that. Mm-hmm.
No, thanks.
Edam. Edam. I'm not familiar with E-D-A-M.
Nope.
Egg fruit.
Nope. No idea.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm not familiar with that.
It's pretty limited, man.
Oh, endive. Enchiladas. Okay, enchiladas. Now we're counting enchiladas. Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
I'm in. Eel. Forget about it.
Eel, yeah, no. I like eel sauce on my sushi, but.
It says fried dough. There's got to be a kind of type of fried dough. Oh, yeah, it's got to be eggplant ears, it says. Okay, it's a meal. It's a dessert. Empanadas.
Empanadas, okay.
Egg drop soup.
Okay.
Yeah, I like egg it. Rolls.
Egg rolls. You can get a lot of different types of egg rolls.
It says moose meat. Elk.
Elk. Yeah. Okay. I could figure that out. I've never had it before, but.
Earth nut.
Earth nut.
That's what's not familiar earth with that.
Earth nut. That's banana.
Egg salad. Okay.
Oh, I like egg salad. Yeah.
Elbow macaroni. I'm in.
Ooh,
we're in, right?
Right. There you go.
English muffin.
Oh, yeah.
Eggplant parmesan.
What are you doing with your 5 million?
Emu and eggs Benedict. Yeah, I can eat some of that stuff.
Yeah, no, the enchiladas open it up a lot. You know yeah, what I mean? Because you can do yeah, a chicken enchilada.
I was sold at the eclairs.
Eclair. Nah, eclairs.
I can eat that.
My mom, when I was a kid, from Betty Ann's restaurant, Betty Ann's ice cream down in Buzzards Bay, used to, if I was late coming home, like, because we didn't have phones, you know, we had curfews. And if I was late, if I knew I was late, I'd stop at Betty Ann's for $4 and I'd get her a hot fudge eclair. And she didn't, I could come home at 4 a.m. She'd still be like, thank you. She didn't care. Didn't care. I was supposed to be home at 10 at night, 11 o'clock at night. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good night. It was like, okay. Obviously, I can't get it at 4 a.m, but yeah.
Now, what did Pat get, Mom?
I don't know. Pat was pretty good. I don't know how. Pat didn't stay out late. Okay. Pat was on time. I was a problem. I was the problem. It's the young one. I was out doing.
That's great.
Doing fun stuff.
That's great.
Let's see. You got 8 spots. I'm gonna write this one down.
Okay.
To build the ultimate NBA 3-point shooting contest.
Okay.
I mean, the fans are going to go crazy because you got the 5 best shooters in the history of the game.
Okay, I see where you're going with
this. Line them up. Who you got?
Larry Bird.
LB, yep.
Steph Curry.
Steph, yep.
Chris Mullin.
Mully, yep.
I'm talking from 3 here. Man, there's so many out there. Holy smoke. Listen, I know he didn't play. He didn't play with the 3-point line. But he put up a ton of points, and he would have shot it from 3 if he had to. But I'm going to go Pistol Pete.
Pistol, okay.
Yep. Right. Give me Steve Kerr.
Kerr? He was in a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tim Legler, only because I had him 1 year, or I said he would win the year he won that 3-point contest,
no
and he
way.
Did, yeah.
Wow.
So, okay. Tim Legler, if he happens to see this.
Right.
Tim, I got you on that one.
Got you. Called it.
Yeah, I called it that year. I don't know if that was a stretch or
got
not.
Got 2 to go.
Shoot. 2 to go.
Whew. Best shooters in the game.
Got to be some old.
Try to visualize the actual three-point shooting contest that we used to watch.
Yeah, no, there's got to be some old-timers out there that I'm forgetting, too. Back in the old ABA days or whatever. I don't know. You got a couple?
I got a bunch, but I don't
know. Do you?
You got okay. 2 to fill here.
Oh, shoot.
You can get 2. I think there's one currently playing that's one of the best shooters.
I'm forgetting
in
about
history of the
you're world. Talking Klay Thompson?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, in a contest like that with no defense?
Yep. And trying to even think who won these in the past, man. It was so long ago.
Yeah.
Or even currently now. Uh I'm trying to think of some great Q shooters, but none of them really made the pros. But
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Diefendorf
and Janulis, guys like that, they really didn't. Well, I don't know so much Janulis, but one more guy. I'm just going to throw a Nick out there.
That's it.
I got to put a Nick on the list. First one that came to my mind because I'm a Knicks fan, Allen Houston.
Houston.
I don't know if he's top eight, but he could do it. We'll just put Houston. I got to get a Nick in there.
All right, here we go. So now I just put him into a bracket. Here they go. You got Larry Bird versus Chris Mullin.
Oh, you can't give me the top two guys in the first round.
No. You were LB and Steph. I separated them.
Oh.
You went LB. You went Larry and then Steph. So now Mullin comes in.
Oh, so it's Larry against Mullin?
Yeah.
See, I think okay, Larry.
All right. Kerr, Houston.
Kerr.
Clay, Tim Legler.
Clay.
Pistol Pete, Steph.
Steph.
Larry Bird, Steve Kerr.
Larry.
I saw it right before you said that. Yeah. Steph versus Clay.
Steph.
Steph versus Larry.
You know, I'm going to say something here.
All right.
I just saw an article. I saw an article, a headline, that Dr. J said that Larry Bird is the best shooter, even out of everybody playing today, too, is the best shooter he's seen, was Larry Bird. Mm-hmm. Maybe up until a couple years ago, I agreed with that. But what Steph has done in the Olympics, right, a couple years ago, yeah, and continues to do it.
Yeah.
Hearts with Larry, brains with Steph.
So is it Steph?
It's Steph, yeah.
He gets the right answer. And that's coming from a guy from Boston.
Yeah.
Steph has changed the game.
Changed
the game. And what were some other names that came up when I saw that? Reggie Miller.
Yeah, I forgot about Reggie.
Like Craig,
you're right.
Hodges.
Oh, yeah. See, I knew there were some guys out there. Yeah. He won a contest, too, I think.
He did
Hodges,
win a contest,
right? Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
And they even had guys like Detlef.
Jerry West.
Yeah.
Detlef Schrempf, sure. Schrempf. Yeah.
Was in a bunch of those.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We're missing some big
names.
No,
I know we are.
Your dad is giving us the business right now watching. He's throwing out names of shooters that we're totally forgetting.
You know, it could almost go way back. I know Dave Bink could score and shoot, yeah, but that was before the three-point line.
We're missing some big ones. Did I say Reggie Miller? Yes.
Reggie Miller. I'm sure I'm missing some Knicks, too, that could shoot. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, Carmelo could shoot it. I don't know if he's going to win a three-point contest,
right. Yeah, right.
Jeez, huh? Here we go now. All right, now they're all coming to mind. As I say that, I can't remember their names. You got like J.J. Redick. You got who's the Steve Novak?
Yeah.
You got who's not Legler, but who's the other guy that does the play-by-play?
TNT?
Yeah, I don't know if he's TNT. I don't know, man. And then there's weird shooters like Casey Jacobson.
And I was going to say guys like Ricky Pierce, Paul Pressey, right? But I don't know about a three-point contest. You know what I mean? You got a lot of good shooters, of course, that have been in the NBA.
Man, I'm trying to – how about freaking Hauser?
Oh, Hauser, yeah. Yeah, right. Right.
I mean, I think Hauser beats a couple of these. I think he beats Pistol Pete.
He might even beat Houston.
Might be Houston.
Yeah.
He's going to make a game of it with Mullins and Kerr. Hauser doesn't miss.
No, he doesn't.
It's Pritchard.
Pritchard doesn't miss,
move
right?
It back to half court. Put Pritchard in. Put Pritchard in. That's something a little different.
Like the way Caitlin Clark lit up the Liberty last week. She put her on it. She was pulling
three in
up
a row. Changed the game, man.
Man.
You just talked about Steph changing the game.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. She's changing the game in the WNBA. It may not be evident to everyone right now. She's changing the game.
And you know what's so good about her and Dawn Staley's right is she sees the floor. Mm-hmm. She dishes. She dimes, right? She gets the assists. She sees the floor. But yep.
Good stuff. How about that? 50 minutes.
Is that where we're at already? Look at that. Okay.
Look at that. We covered got to get the update, I think, a pretty good update of where we're at, where we've been. Try to keep this rolling. I think we'll probably, it's a safe bet in the summertime is to say we're going to go Monday or Tuesday.
That's fine.
Because we have a little schedule change and Thursdays are out the window for right now, which is probably pretty good. So we'll keep it Monday, Tuesday type of thing, and see what happens.
We'll go from there, and show number 39 next week.
Hey, 39. He's got a number. We got to look up Marcus Smart. I think Marcus Smart's 37.
I'll look that up, yeah.
We will see you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in to the Doodoo and Foo Show. And it's a wrap. See you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.